It's time for the birds, the bees, and the bugs, thanks to Care HQ.
Yes, it's time for the birds, the bees, and the bugs. We've got Charlotte here with us. Morena.
Morena,
it's no Nikki today. Hi. How are you feeling about that?
I'm bereft.
Are you bereft?
We're heartbroken.
Nikki, if you're listening, we miss you. Nikki, but we'll be okay.
But we're in very safe hands because we're going to be chatting HPV with you today. And you're well-versed in all of this, aren't you?
Oh, this is all part and parcel of life, HPV, definitely.
There's a lot to talk about here, and I feel like people don't know heaps about it. I mean... I guess a lot of the extent of my knowledge is about the vaccine because that's quite a normalised and common thing in New Zealand, right?
Definitely, Mm-hmm. And I must admit that I am, it's a strange thing to say, I'm unreasonably excited about HPV.
Oh, cool. Okay, awesome. We've got an enthusiast.
It's so fascinating. And also once it's demystified, it just feels so much more empowering because the vaccine and all of the developments that we've had. Like in my lifetime, a vaccine has been created for a virus that is linked to cancer.
Wow.
Like that's mind-blowing.
Yeah. Do we have, is there anything else like that for other, I mean, I guess there's not really a whole lot of other diseases that lead to cancer that can be super prevented, eh?
But, yeah. Well, there's lots of preventative measures in primary care. So, I mean, for HPV, we think of cervical cancer, we think of smears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's more around preventative measures.
Mm.
Cool.
So maybe strip it back to the basics of what is HPV.
Totally fair. So fancy big long word, human papillomavirus, which is just an umbrella term for about 150 different strains of a virus that fall into the same family called HPV.
Mm.
So HPV is simply just a virus. It's as common as anything. So like freckles on my skin, same sort of thing.
Okay.
So in New Zealand, and this is similar worldwide, about 80% of people will pick up HPV. One of those 150 strains, they'll pick up HPV at some point in their life because it's transferred by skin-to-skin contact.
Oh, wow.
So if you think of how often we're hugging and everything else, it's just a common virus that pops between us.
Mm.
Very common. And most of the time, we don't need to worry about it at all. And what I'm so excited about is that, I don't know how they do this, shout out to the scientists of the world.
Shout out
scientists.
But they have figured out, of those 150 strains, which ones are worrisome and which ones could lead to cancer down the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many is that?
There's a certain amount. I know that there's a few strains, like they talk about HPV 16.
Okay.
And the 18 strain has been particularly worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
So there's about 40 strains of the 150 that could be trouble.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And so the vaccine sort of prevents against picking those up or against symptoms from those?
Picking them up.
Right.
So the vaccine prevents against 90% of the strains of HPV that could lead to cancer or could lead to genital warts.
Right.
So this is incredible. And in Australia, some of the data is saying that with the vaccine and regular pap smears, or for our American listeners, or
pap smears.
we could almost eliminate cervical cancer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And genital warts. Genital warts, the incidence of genital warts, which is caused by a certain strain of the HPV virus, have the rates have dropped by 75% in New Zealand since we introduced the vaccine. So this is huge.
Go New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you often sort of think like,
cool.
Oh, you know, you're sitting at home and you, what's this on my skin? And oh, I'm worried and I'm, oh God, cancer. You know, but in our generation, a vaccine has been developed to help prevent that. Like, how incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
I know that it's quite common. Like, I got the vaccine when I was at intermediate.
Yes.
So that's sort of the average age, right?
Yeah. So the vaccine, the point of HPV vaccination is we want to vaccinate before people become sexually active. Why is that? Because most of the time when we talk about skin-to-skin contact, the highest volume of skin-to-skin contact that we have with other people is usually sexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these strains of HPV are transferred through sexual activity or sexual contact, skin-to-skin contact. So if we can vaccinate people against HPV before they become sexually active, the vaccine will work.
Mm-hmm.
So people like me who had the vaccine a bit later in life, because I'm older, and had already become sexually active, mm-hmm. it wouldn't have worked as well for me. This is why right. we want people to have it when they're around that intermediate school age, mm-hmm. ideally okay. before they're sexually active.
Right, but if yeah. you makes haven't sense. If you haven't got it yet, there's never too late to
never
get
too
it.
Late.
Right.
So the government funds the vaccination course up until people's 27th year of life. Mm. So if you haven't had it, by all means you can have a catch-up program mm. of a funded vaccine. And even after that, you can pay to have the vaccine.
Right.
Yeah.
So I had no idea that there were this many strains of HPV and that no. some of them can be quite dangerous and some of them are harmless.
Some of them are harmless.
Is wow. it the ones that are dangerous, are they that also can be transmitted by skin-to-skin contact that isn't necessarily sex?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay. So even if you're not sexually active per se, you can still there's still a risk there.
There's still a risk, a higher incidence though with sexual activity
right, okay.
for those particular strains that are sexually transmitted. But mm. when I say sexually transmitted, that could be things like sharing sex toys.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be bodily fluids through sex.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
It's that skin to skin contact.
Yes, yeah. But touch. Honestly, most people, I mean, HPV is thought of as part and parcel of being a person who engages in sexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of life.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time you can have HPV, not realize, no symptoms, it's a benign strain, it's one of the 110 that don't cause any problems,
mm.
you don't even know you've got it, and it self-resolves, your body can deal with it, usually mm-hmm. within about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and then testing isn't, like when you get a normal STI screen, HPV isn't included in that, right?
No, we can't really just do like a blanket test for HPV.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the most common times that you would hear about it being tested for is through cervical screening.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so cervical cancer, 90% of cervical cancer is linked to an HPV strain.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of time that is the cause. So if we test people for HPV through cervical screening, then we can determine if there's any risk.
Right.
Yeah.
What about people without cervixes? Is there any way to test?
It would more be symptom-based.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so HPV can also cause genital warts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have genital warts, that's a present symptom that we would know for HPV. So no, not routine testing.
Right, and then what does, if you've got symptoms like genital warts, what does the treatment involve for that?
Yeah, so it would just be removing the genital warts.
Okay.
So we can do things like liquid nitrogen, which Ooh. Is...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That sounds really sore.
I'm really sensitive down there,
Think of the smoke that you see on like a theatre show. That's, yeah.
Mm, oh my God.
It's the easiest way.
On your genitals.
I know.
Better than a wart, though.
Yes, better than a wart.
I mean, but honestly, that's true. Yeah.
As a person with a cervix, if you're vaccinated and you're having regular smears, then most likely you won't develop cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And like I myself have had a couple of tests that have come back positive for HPV for my cervical smear,
mm-hmm.
but because they've identified which strains of HPV are worrying, I know that the strains that I currently have are not worrying, and they'll just resolve.
Right.
So in a couple of years' time, they'll be gone. My body will have dealt with them.
That's great.
So I think it's like a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big part of like getting rid of this sort of stigma around
my God,
as well,
yeah.
right? Like I had no idea that there were so many different strains and some of them are harmless.
Some of them are literally harmless.
Yeah.
Some of them you don't even know they've come and gone.
Amazing. And as a little reminder for those with cervixes, when are you supposed to start getting smear tests and like how often? And
25 is when we're supposed to start, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So some people think, oh, well, shouldn't we start as soon as we are having sex? Oftentimes when we're younger, we might change sexual partners more frequently. That's a might. Some people are the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
With more exposure through skin to skin with different people, there's more of a likelihood of picking up HPV.
Mm-hmm.
But again, our body has time to self-resolve those infections, the viruses.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to jump on everything immediately. It's not a like, oh, there's HPV, we need to immediately, do all these things and give you all this treatment. It's more like, well, let's see if your body can self-resolve, especially if it's just a benign, non-concerning issue.
It is crazy though, I'm just reading here that 95% of cases of cervical cancer caused by HPV.
Yeah.
I had no idea that the link was that strong.
Oh, so strong.
Wow, that's amazing.
Strong. So if you think about, okay, so we've figured out that HPV, some strains are a problem, and also these particular strains of HPV that can cause cancer have been around since Neanderthal times.
Mm.
So they've been around forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you think about HPV, so first off, you've got to be somebody who, you've got to be, let's be frank, unlucky enough to pick up one of the minute strains of HPV of the huge vast amount
mm-hmm.
that are troublesome.
Mm.
Then your body has to not self-resolve it, which most of the time it will. then you have to not be vaccinated, then you have to not be having smears. All of those things have to happen for it to lead to eventually cervical cancer.
Gosh, it's such a combination.
So many,
there's so many things, but there's also so many things you can do to prep yourself.
That's what I mean. Yeah, there's so many instances there where you could
intervene.
Yeah, and
prevent. Oh, this, I get why you're excited about HPV.
I've learned so much.
It's so interesting. And I also just think it's so empowering.
It is. And you've got some data here from Australia that suggests elimination is possible. Like,
how
times we are living in.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and the fact that smears now for people with cervixes don't have to be a speculum, it can be a little self swab, because all we're looking for is HPV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in New Zealand, the uptake of rates and people doing just the self swab instead of a full on, you know, legs up smear is really good. We're one of the standouts. Yeah. And also, I think it reduces that fear around having testing, because you're not having to go in and fully undress in front of someone and da da da.
Yeah, self testing.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
I know.
How empowering.
I feel like maybe before we sign off, we should maybe just remind people, because we haven't really talked about like condoms, which is sort of like the go-to when you think about STI prevention.
Yeah,
but it's not necessarily, doesn't cover all your bases with HPV, unfortunately.
No, I kind of, Nikki and I were talking about this the other day, and we were saying, and someone, you almost have to be like the bubble boy, you know?
Yeah.
Because condoms don't cover all of our skin. Absolutely, condoms help. There's no doubt about that, but they're not the cure-all because of the skin-to-skin element. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's where I don't want people to worry. It's not like HPV is... this isn't something that should force people into the shadows and they're concerned. And 80% of people will contract it at some point.
Wow.
And it will come and go. I've probably had it a bunch of times and not even realised.
Yeah. Probably all have.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, so main things to take away from this is look into the vaccine Gardasil if you haven't got it already.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially if you're... You can get it for free until you're 27, right?
Until you're 27, and that can just be with your GP practice.
There's a couple of rounds for the vaccine, right?
Three
rounds, okay.
Cool.
So everyone look into that, because that's probably like the easiest way to cover your bases.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then making sure if you've got a cervix that you're on top of your cervical screening.
Yeah, testing.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Just on the note of the smears, so yes, they do start at 25, but if people have any symptoms or any unusual bleeding or bleeding in between their periods or pain with sex, then we would want to test earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just be in touch with what your body's telling you.
And also, it's more common than you think.
Oh,
these are my pickups. Like, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. There's no shame.
Yeah.
And also...
I literally have it right now. Like, I know that because I had a smear test. But it's so easy because I just know that it's not a concerning strain.
Yeah.
In a year's time, my body would have self-resolved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's honestly just like, a little virus, my body will get rid of it.
Mm.
Wow. And the other thing I guess I picked up on is only a minute amount of them really harmful.
Yes,
but it's important to stay on top of all everything we talked about today, so that you can check you haven't got that one.
Yeah, those
couple.
Yeah, just feel empowered to take control of your sexual health, because there's so many things you can do to look after yourself to prevent the bad stuff happening.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Charlotte.
No worries.
I always learn so much, but I feel particularly this week I actually didn't know all that much about HPV.
The
other than, like,
world.
I've had the jab, so I'll be all right.
Yeah, no, exactly. And as people with cervixes, this is so helpful because, you know all these different stages. So if it did come back, you know, if my smear had come back with something concerning, I could act on it.
So good. And, you know, no one wants gender wars.
No. And if we can eliminate that, that would be amazing.
That would be awesome. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Charlotte.
No, thank you guys.
We'll talk to you and Nikki in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That was The Birds, the Bees and the Bugs, only on 95 BFM.